there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master along with CJ.
Wow.
And we have Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio with me as well. We hope to hook up with Clay from Explore Ventures here in just a bit and get the latest, not only on the aftermath of our trip in the Maldives. Like, is it still afloat? Which I would imagine, I don't think we sank it while we were there. We probably put it through the, we put it through the ringer, so to speak, I guess, after spending a week on that boat. Along with Mermaid Tony. She was probably rougher on it than I was.
Mermaid Tony.
Yeah. And she, you know, she hates that song.
Well, who doesn't?
Okay. But it does, it kind of sticks to you, kind of like a virus or something, right?
Nah.
Well, yeah, hard to get out of your head once it gets in there. But we have that, but they have this other boat in Mexico now. And Cancun that I'm anxious to check out. So we'll talk to Clay about that in just a bit. But we have to, you know, you guys have not been in the water. Now, last time I saw you here in the studio, I told you that you should go down to South Florida, try to sneak in a lobster dive. But you have not done that.
Actually. Yeah, I've been busy.
Yeah.
All right. Where's my wand? I think you guys need if we hit those with them, is that a form of caning?
That's actually how you find water in the ground.
With two wands, I guess you could do that. This is true. But those are wands from London. They are not sticks. They, you know, actually they're in disguise. They were kind of, you know, to get them through security.
Look, I am stupid, but I'm not that stupid.
Says you.
Greg, tell us, Greg, how do wands from London get Florida fungus on them?
Well, it's the humidity.
They were in his closet.
Oh, is that what you're calling it now?
No, it's not. That's not true. All right. Well, let's go to Clay, and then we'll get off this. I know Clay would appreciate it if you know I went to London on my way back from the mall.
Brought him back a stick
and brought him back a wand. He would appreciate that gesture, wouldn't you, Clay?
I definitely would. Are we talking about witching versus mermaiding, or what?
Yeah. Well, you know, you use the wand to keep the mermaids in line. You know, because they're always trying to distract you with some other, you know, mermaid power, or they bite you or scream at you and, you know, stuff like that.
Mostly screaming in your case.
Well, no. You've seen them on the Pirates of the Caribbean. They have that weird screech that they do at the pirates and stuff. So, yeah.
Like a banshee.
Yeah, well, exactly.
That old story about sparing the lawn, spoiling the mermaid or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, for sure. So, have you had reports back from Agnes that the boat is still in one piece after our little adventure on board, or what?
You know, I think they barely survived the experience of having you on board, but you know, she hasn't mentioned anything totally abnormal. So I'm a little bit disappointed in you.
Yeah, well, I'm older and more mature, and so we're leaving things in much better shape for the next group that gets to encounter the Maldives. And I gotta give props to you. Clay, you told me that this was going to be an amazing trip, and I was, you know, Clay was really hyping this trip up quite a bit, and he was saying you're going to love the boat, and I was like, well, I, you know, not that I didn't believe you, but I thought, wow, he's really talking this up so much, it can't be that good, but it exceeded it. I was shocked. I could not believe how great that boat was, and the diving, and just the destination in general. I know you've done that trip. You did that trip a month or so before I went out there. Was that your first time to that part of the world or no?
Yeah, that was my first time to that that part of the world diving anyway. And, you know, of course, the boat was it was brand new, built, entered service in February. So I was on a couple months after it went into service. And you know, 130 foot long, 42 feet wide. It just, I mean, you saw the swim step on that boat. It's bigger than most dive decks.
Well, exactly. And plus they have this whole, the dungies, right? The dungies, that's what we call the dive boat part.
The Dhoni, yeah. The Dhoni is a 62-foot custom-built boat that matches the Carpe Vita Explorer, and it's got, you know, the whole nitrox system, compressor system, banks. You know, there's three people that live on the Dhoni full-time, just taking care of that. And that's the boat that takes you out diving, you know, four times a day, and, you know, just use the Carpe Vita as a mothership to do, you know, to take passengers around to various places. So it's... you know, it's a beautiful and very easy setup.
It is. It's quite remarkable to think that the Dhoni, which is kind of like diving off a dinghy, is 62 foot in length just on its own. It's a massive vessel, and obviously very easy to dive off of. But it's a unique style of diving in that sense. Like the mothership, the Carpe Vita. How long is that? I forgot to actually get the length from Agnes last week on board. Do you know offhand or no?
It's 130 or 135 feet, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And it's very wide too. But I couldn't believe the size of the rooms and on this vessel as well. You realize that I've been in hotel rooms smaller than some of the cabins on this boat. You hear what I'm saying?
I think pretty much every hotel room I've been in has been smaller than the cabins on that boat. They really are amazing. And we've got did you see the VIP suites up the top? Of course we didn't put you in one of those.
Of course not. I did not. We were down below, kept as far away from everybody as possible. But
as it should be.
Yeah, as we should.
The engine room.
Yeah, but it was, I did not see the master suites. I can only imagine how big those rooms were. But it was just an amazing boat. The crew was really, really accommodating. And the food was amazing. I love the food. The curry, the Indian influence, a little bit of some of the food that was served was really, really tasty. So it was great all the way around. And I was talking to Agnes. Now, Agnes is Clay's partner who runs the boat there in the Maldives. The one thing that I was talking to her about is that how common was what we saw last week on the boat for a typical week in the Maldives. And she said, you did an okay week. It was a good week. It wasn't like a great week, but it was fairly average. And I said, you got to be kidding me. This is how it is year round? Oh, my God. I mean, and the weather doesn't vary that much. As well, so it's very, very, very consistent place to go. Is that what you have, from dealing with this new boat over the years, or what?
Yep, exactly. It's the weather's nice year round. We had the week I was on board, we had a little bit of rain go through, but not bad. The water temperature was in the low to mid 80s, and obviously the aquariumness of the diving was something that everybody was commenting on the week I was on board, and all our passengers have commented on since they've been going on board. It's an incredible experience.
Yeah, the schools of fish. I didn't even see that many schools of fish or bait ball type of situations compared to our trip in the Galapagos, and that was just phenomenal diving. I would say I saw bigger animals maybe in the Galapagos. I mean, heck, we had killer whales. It doesn't get much better than that. And we had the schools of hammerheads and things like that, which there is a dive there in the Maldives. We missed it because of the itinerary and some weather issues that we had on that particular day. But there is a dive there in the Maldives where they have consistent schools of hammerheads, right?
Yep, exactly right. And, you probably didn't see the orcas attacking the school of mantas like you did in Galapagos this time around either.
Well, exactly. I didn't do that in the Maldives, but I did see that in the Galapagos. That's what I saw. Well, they weren't attacking.
Sure.
They weren't attacking a manta. They were attacking a sea lion. Or no, you're right. They did it. They had munched down on a manta. That's right. Yeah, manta, sea lion. It all blurs together after of so many amazing encounters.
A manta is like a rat.
If Jerry hadn't independently corroborated that story, I don't think I would have believed it.
Yes. Well, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, he was there to back up that story. But, yeah, up until my trip to the Maldives, The Galapagos, I would still say the Galapagos is the place to go if you just want to see animals and animals and animals. But if you want warm water, amazing diving, and some of the same type of diving that you would get in the Galapagos and Maldives is just a phenomenal option and very easy to get to, too. I mean, our little flight through London was a great itinerary. I mean, when you consider you got to fly 20 hours to get to that part of the world, but you really just have one stop. You could break it up like we did in London, or you have another option, I think, in Doha or Dubai is another way you can go straight to Mali and fly in. It's actually fairly convenient to get to that part of the world, don't you think, Clay?
Yeah, it really is. And actually, we have a lot of people in the trip, the trip I was on and the subsequent trips that have gone through to Moscow, from Houston to Moscow.
To Russia. Ooh, I like that idea as well. Okay, we'll talk more with Clay from Explore Adventures next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good, good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah. Into Inagua, make that thing to Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama, and Walker's King. So come go with me, come on. To be my name.
And you ought to go. Hurricane Irene didn't have anything, but just a nice little breeze is what it ended up being for Bimini. And it goes from Ocean Island to the Bahamas. So take advantage of it. All the reports on how all the dive operators did in the Bahamas, bahamasdiving.com. Just go there and check it out. Clay from Explorer Ventures is on the line. We're talking about the Maldives, the Carpe Vita liveaboard that we were just on last week. If you did not catch that radio show, go back and listen to the podcast. At scubaradio.com, you can hear that we had quite a bit of fun. And you know what, Clay, I got to say, the people that we had on board, it was definitely a nice cross-section of folks from around the world that I'm not used to diving with. We had a guy, Nikolai from Bulgaria. We had Norbert from Poland. He was quite the character. That guy was quite a hoot. But, you know, that's one of the neat things when you go on a trip like that, especially on that, you know, that far away from the U.S. It's a nice little cultural exchange opportunity that you have when you go on a trip like this. Do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's one of the, as you say, the interesting things about going to that part of the world, or you know, places that are frequented by other than North Americans, is to head out and see the you know, all the different other nationalities that enjoy diving just as much as we do, and you don't really hear about them when you're, you know, pretty much state-centric, as it were.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting when we have some late-night chats with some of them. They have the same problems we do on a different scale. You just kind of come together and realize how similar we all are, especially when it comes to sharing that joy for scuba diving. Now, moving on from the Maldives, I know this other boat you have in Mexico. How's that been going for the last few weeks? What have they been seeing on that itinerary that's just, what, you board in Cozumel and then dive the marine park in that area, right?
Well, we go, the boat's actually running pretty much full-time out of Mahahual, which is about a 4.5-hour drive south of Cancun. So you fly into Cancun, head south to Mahahual, board the boat there, and then go out to the Chinchorro Bank, which is a National Marine Preserve for Mexico that's about, varies between 15 and 40 or so miles offshore there. And we've just run, we just did the shakedown cruise a week before last. For that boat, and we saw some beautiful stuff. I mean, 40 Cañones, which is, you know, 40 cannons wreck, which has, bronze cannons, brass cannons up to 12 feet long and just 12 feet of water. So amazing bottom time, a lot of really prolific and very healthy Caribbean marine life there that, rarely, if ever, sees any other divers.
Nice. Now, I also, and obviously you can go to exploreventures.com and book this new itinerary that they're offering. I'd be amiss if I didn't mention the Turks boat. I think, is Single Scott out on this boat still right now? Is that what's going on?
Yep, he's on that boat. Yep, he was on it the last week. Unfortunately, Scott got to spend a few nights at the dock simply because of Hurricane Irene passing through. But he's going to be on, he's on for 2 weeks total. So he's out diving as of first thing tomorrow morning.
Got it. Well, that's what I was getting at. I mean, the hurricane kind of came through the area, and they had to hunker down for a day or two. Is that what happened? But the boat's fine.
The boat's fine. We stayed at the dock for a couple of days, and then went back out on Thursday afternoon, and got a couple dives in Thursday, and then Friday morning before we, of course, had to head back in again for the end of the trip. So, unfortunate, but I think from the sounds of it, everybody had a good time doing other things other than diving.
Yeah, well, I'd imagine knowing Scott, he found plenty of stuff to occupy his time, because I know they weren't they didn't run out of rum. I figured he just stayed around for the hurricane party. Nothing else is what I'm guessing.
I saw a lot of beer bottles and stuff posted on Facebook, so I don't think they suffered too much.
Yeah, I have no doubt. Now we're just a couple weeks away from our next adventure in Ceiba. And we're doing the Ceiba itinerary. We board in St. Kitts, get off in St. Martin September 17th. I believe there might still be a couple spots left on that trip. If you want to call Explore Ventures or go to exploreventures.com, you can book that today. But, Clay, what's the deal? Are you going to be able to join us for that? Are you still working on it, or what's the latest from your perspective?
I'm still working on it. I really want to get down there. I don't know if I'm going to be able to or not, but I would dearly love to, because somebody needs to keep you in line, and apparently nobody else can do it.
Well, this is true. Yeah, it'll be Mermaid Tony. We also have Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network are going to be on board to give a seminar. They're pretty good at watching me and keeping me in line, but it'd probably be better if you could be there to watch out and protect your investment, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
All right, well, we'll see how that goes. And Clay, thanks for the update, and I'll let you get back to your afternoon and enjoy, okay?
Well, you guys as well. Thanks for calling. Look forward to talking to you next time.
You got it. All right, Clay McArdle from Explore Ventures, exploreventures.com. Go there, get all the information about those itineraries we just talked about, or call 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577, Explore Ventures, the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. And there's a reason for that, because honestly, they're the best. I mean, the crews are phenomenal. The trips I keep gushing about that we go on, every time I go on a new one, the bar keeps raising again and again. And I was talking to Bill before today's show, and I was telling him about that Maldives trip, and I was saying, man, that, you know, I think this was the best trip I've ever done with them yet. And he goes, are you kidding me? That's what you said last time about the trip. So it's a truth. The bar just keeps going up a notch or two on every trip. Now, when we go September 17th to the Ceiba, this will be, I believe, my fourth time doing that itinerary, third or fourth. I mean, I think it's my fourth. And it is my favorite itinerary because the diving is really amazing in that part of the world. But on what's nice about the liveaboard trip is that this is one of those trips where you get on the boat, but then you dive for a couple days, and then you get off the boat, get on the island of Ceiba, go tour around, go see some of the sights, get back on the boat. There's some off and on jumping going on that kind of breaks up the typical liveaboard itinerary where you would be on the boat, 24/7 for 7 days straight. So it's a nice mix as you'd like to see. I think it just kind of breaks it up a little bit and makes it a little bit more fun. That sounds appealing to you guys.
Hell yeah.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
ExploreVentures.com or 1-800-322-3577. Just call them.
What is there? What's Ceiba like?
Ceiba is a volcanic island. It literally shoots straight up out of the ocean floor, very sheer.
Cool.
So you get some really amazing wall diving and some pinnacles that are just remarkable. Wow. But it just shoots straight up out of, hundreds of feet or even thousands, straight up out of the depth, straight like a sheer wall. And you just see all kinds of cool stuff.
That's a sight.
Along that wall. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including Marine Man. Yeah, that's next.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Yeah, you know, I had fish and chips and mushy peas in London, and the layover over to the Maldives, that's what they eat over there.
Did you
mushy peas.
When you were in London, did you have any spotted dick?
Excuse me?
Did you eat any spotted dick?
We did not go into the gay bar, but there
was... No, it's like a pudding.
That's what I thought you said.
Did you pinch a fag?
He's talking about smoking.
No, I did not. I'm not into that. That's bad for your health. But I did see Queen, We Will Rock You.
Nice seg.
And it was amazing. One of the best shows.
So it's like
ever.
Is it like a musical?
Yeah, it's like a Broadway. You have it like a Broadway there,
like,
in London,
like Glee.
The West End.
Like Glee.
Actually, you know what? They were celebrating their 10-year anniversary of We Will Rock You in London. That's where the show started. It had a brief run. I don't know if it ever ran on Broadway, but it did run in Vegas for a little while. And I saw it in Vegas probably about 6-7 years ago. It's in its 10th year in London. And I'm watching it the second time, since Glee was on TV. And I realized, like, you're right. This is exactly what Glee is now.
Now, is this
They took that idea of Glee. I bet you We Will Rock You.
They stole it.
Was a precursor. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Now.
Because it is. It's very. There's elements of it, but it's way hipper and way cooler. Not nearly as,
Is it autobiographical about the band Queen?
No. It's a totally a story that goes into the future. Musical instruments have been outlawed and all this kind of. But it uses all Queen music. No, it's not about.
So it's like Rush's 2112.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
Derivative.
Yeah, but Rush did not
derivative.
Do not have a Broadway show.
Nor shall they, because they're awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a good show, and if you ever do that route where you go through London, go see We Will Rock You, because it will rock you.
Did you bring me back a souvenir Freddie Mercury mustache?
No, but I bought a Brian May guitar while I was there.
Cool,
little miniature.
Did you meet Doctor Who?
I saw posters for Doctor Who.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't get it. Who the hell is that?
I don't know.
Everybody knows him there in the UK.
I know The Who.
Yeah, but they have a doctor.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who. And I guess he's just now coming over to the stage.
Is that like Dr. Phil?
A sci-fi channel or some crazy? Yeah, I guess so. And they're like, Doctor Who? I don't know. I don't get it.
It's no spotted dick. No spotted dick, but We Will Rock You was awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
In a nutshell.
All right, in a nutshell. Literally.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks! Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil, it's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request. And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, you know, all these trips, it's hard to keep them straight. You know, here we are in the Maldives. A couple of weeks from now, we'll be in Saba and St. Kitts and doing some broadcasting and diving. And then shortly thereafter, we're back in Grenada to celebrate the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Bianca C. Peter from Aquanauts Grenada is on the line right now. I believe, Peter, are you done with your hashing for the day? Are you doing that today or what?
Yes, I am, Greg. I am indeed. I'm standing in the middle of the rainforest right now, but it's not raining.
It's not raining. So the guys in the studio...
So it's just the forest.
They're like, hashing. What is he doing? What's he smoking? No, it's... and they run through the rainforest. It's like...
Right.
With hash browns.
It's like a, it's a race or a walk through the rainforest, and if you live, you win. Something like... And get a free beer at the end or something like that, right? Peter, is that in a nutshell?
Yeah, only a virgin gets a free beer, and you'll get it over your head.
Yes, a good point. If you've done it more than once, you have to pay for the beer, and you get to actually drink it.
Yes, you pay for the beer, but there is plenty. You know, it's, you know, three beer for an easy dollar. That's like $3.
Yeah, so it's a good deal. So, yeah, runners with a drinking problem or drinkers with a running problem is what they call these hashers there in Grenada.
Losers have to pick off the ticks off everyone else.
Okay. I didn't see that happen, but maybe that's a new level that they should add to that adventure. But who knows? Maybe we'll do another hash when we come down there for the sinking of the Bianca C. Or maybe we'll just do some more rebreather diving. What do you think there, Peter?
Yeah, I'll guess we do both. I mean, the tough guys and girls, they're definitely gonna do a hash, and who doesn't want to do it just chills out at the rum shop.
Well, the ones that don't want to do it, we'll just make them. And if they live, we'll let them stay. If not, we'll just leave them in the rainforest for the
Yeah, I mean, monkeys. It's one of the things you got to do when you come to Grenada. And, you know, the rule is really we won't leave anybody behind unless they, you know, can't do it anymore.
Yeah, we won't leave anyone behind unless we don't like them. And, you know, exactly. But we have that. We have maybe we'll have to do the chocolate factory. They got a cocoa factory there in Grenada. We might have to go take a visit to that.
Oh.
And this time when we go over there, we're going to stay at La Source, I guess, for a few days, right?
Yeah, you will be at Trublu Bay Resort, the only diver-dedicated resort on the island. And from that, you will move to our wonderful all-inclusive property, the La Source Resort, to have an amazing holiday.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that because they offer like free, or I don't know if it's free, but they have massages you could do every day and... I don't know.
Massages and archery. That is a little golf course and great food, a beautiful beach, and definitely Aquanauts is providing the diving.
Yes, absolutely. The diving is top notch for sure. So it mixes all together, creating a nice little atmosphere as we celebrate the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Bianca C. Now, when we're there, that week. Let's see, we're talking about the 20th thereabouts. What's the official kickoff day? Do we have one for the festivity?
Yeah, we're gonna kick off on the 22nd with a little party, and then we're gonna carry on from there actually until Christmas. So we're planning like a number of events, basically. To actually, we're not really celebrating the sinking of a cruise ship, even though it's a great wreck dive site. It's also basically something that started off the hospitality in Grenada many years ago. Because when this happened in 1961, that was a very little developed place. There was no hotel rooms. So they had 700 and something people coming off that ship that needed to be rescued. Hmm. And people were taking them in their homes until they were able to fly out of the island.
Ah, I got it. Okay, well, this is the kind of stuff I think we'll learn. But definitely that's, there's a very interesting backstory to this whole thing that I'm sure we'll be delving into, and just using that as a reason to celebrate. A reason to maybe have a rocket fuel or two, right? Maybe a rocket fuel or one of those...
I think we lost him, Greg.
Yeah, are you there, Peter?
We did lose him.
Greg?
Oh, there he is. There he is. Yeah, rocket...
Oh, there he is. Yeah. I'm in the middle of nowhere, so...
No worries. He was just taking a drink of... What's the beer you drink there in Grenada?
We drink Carib and Stack.
Yeah, that's right, Carib and Stack beer. But are you literally halfway through your hash right now? You're literally standing in the middle?
I'm standing middle in the bushes here, and people are passing by, so I'm losing a good front position, so I hope there's some food left when I'm reaching them.
Wow, he's going to be picking ticks.
Yeah.
I can see that. Well, okay, but we got that. We're also going to do some rebreather diving. I can't wait to get back and do some more of that.
Definitely some rebreathing. I'm going to take you guys to the next level. So we're really going to go to the bottom of the Bianca Sea this time.
Yes. Yeah, basically we're going to do level 2 rebreather certification with silent diving in Aquanox Grenada, right? Which right now we're certified to 100 feet. But next level would take us down to 150. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. That's where I'm going to take you.
Okay. Wow. So, with no bubbles, no troubles, the fish come right up to it. It's just going to be phenomenal. I cannot wait. Well, Peter...
I hope, now the Atlantic dive season is open. We just did some great diving out there on the wrecks of the King Mitch and Hema. I mean, we were packed with reef sharks, nurse sharks, black-tip sharks. It was amazing on the rebreather.
Yeah, well, no doubt. And the thing is, you know, when we were down there last time, we were doing a lot of training, and towards the end of it, we were finally getting somewhat comfortable on the rebreather, but not comfortable enough for me yet. I was probably just... close enough where I could have taken my camera down with me, but I wasn't quite there yet. So I'm ready to do this. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to take advantage of the rebreather and get some of those amazing photos that I know I can get with having no bubbles and not scaring the marine life away. So you think we'll be to that level after this trip?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to work on the skills and everything, and now you know all the basics, you know how the unit works, you know you're familiar with the computer, which is a lot of information in the beginning, but now you're ready, you know, to add the next toy to the adventure.
Absolutely. And I think the Muppet's ready, too. I think the puppet is ready to do some more diving in Grenada. She's very upset with us because Mermaid Tony forgot to take Mermaid Tony, the puppet, to the Maldives. So we have Yeah, she forgot. She conveniently forgot. Right before she tells me this, of course, she says, you know, that damn puppet's got more.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, she's mad because the puppet has more likes on Facebook than Mermaid Tony does.
And her own T-shirts.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't argue.
Yeah, well, all right, Peter said it, not me. But there you go. All right, fair enough, Peter. All right, well, I'll let you get back to your hash. Because I really don't want you picking ticks at the end of this thing, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
All right, take care, my friend.
Okay, take care, my friend. See you soon.
There you go. That's Peter and Gerlinda from Aquanauts Grenada, aquanautsgrenada.com. Go there, get information about their dive operation and how you could join us for the 50-year anniversary the 50-year anniversary celebration of the Bianca Sea. Maybe do some rebreather diving with them. You can rent a rebreather and get trained on that system right there at Aquanauts Grenada. And it's pretty amazing.
An actual serious question I have, believe it or not, Greg.
Yeah, really?
Rebreathing versus tank diving. Do you still have to wait 24 hours before you fly?
You still have decompression issues.
Still, okay.
Yes. You still are dealing with all that type of stuff. But it does credit you more. So so you would have, ideally you would have less because you have less nitrogen built up and that kind of stuff, and you can stay down underwater longer.
Cool.
But you'd still, you'd still want to wait, the 18, 24 hour thing.
Where were they hashing again?
In the rainforest in Grenada.
Grenada. Do you ever see monkeys?
You know what? I'm not sure. I don't think they have, let's see, Grenada, do they have monkeys?
Do you think you could teach
a
monkey to scuba dive?
We taught us.
Why not? There's been cats and dogs that have done it. Yeah, and you.
I know. If we can do it, pretty much anybody could learn.
Right. Exactly. I would say I have never seen a diving monkey. But I have seen a diving dog. And
longer attention spans.
Diving cat.
Yeah, but the cat and dog don't know any better. They just stick a helmet on them.
A monkey would know better, probably, and throw feces at you or something.
Monkey might think it was cool.
That's me, Jimmy the Helper Monkey.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
All right, so, we do what we can to promote diving here with this goofy little show we do a week in and week out.
What?
And that's about sharing the joy of diving, sharing our experiences as we travel around the world with the idea of maybe, you listening might want to take advantage of some of this adventure, some of these things that we've been so fortunate to experience and share with you via the radio.
Octopus.
Yes, that we've seen those too. I saw a couple of those in the Maldives. But, we're not the only way. There's many ways people are exposed to this sport, whether it's via the radio or whatever, and it's all good. Now,
so you're saying people should expose themselves
to
the world of diving.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I had that layover in London. And ironically, I get back and I find a magazine, a diver magazine, and they send me an issue. I guess it's monthly. I think it's monthly. Yeah, or it might be bi-monthly. I'm not sure. But anyway, nice magazine. been around for many years, and I noticed their cover is a cartoon or a comic. And I'm like, whoa, that's different. And it says Ian Churchill's Marine Man. And I apologize if you've thrown this stuff at me before, if I've seen you at one of the dive shows or DEMA or something, and I didn't make the connection, because that's very possible when it comes to me. However, I did catch this magazine. I saw it, and I was like, what is this? And I find the article, and ends up Ian is a British illustrator. You know, I was just in London, and I'm like, what is this? And he's evidently written a series of comics about the adventures of Marine Man. And he's trying to drum up support for this comic to turn it into a new, mainstream character like Spider-Man or Batman or whatever. Marine Man?
The art is incredible.
Yeah, well, I guess he has quite a track record, and he's worked on some big
especially
comics.
The females.
Yeah, hello.
And the sharks.
Yeah. I mean, it's, there's obviously an environmental element to it. In some of these adventures, I have not seen the comic, and maybe I need to get a hold of this. But I'm guessing, it looks like the website is IanChurchillsMarineMan.com. You can go there and check it out. Maybe you can. I guess you can order these comics. I guess there's six of them according to this article that I'm looking at right now. And the artwork, the illustration is pretty impressive on here. And the women are very well endowed. Marine Man himself is a very svelte-looking, super character-looking type guy.
Do you think he's on the juice? You think he uses steroids?
You know what?
Or just a lot of swimming?
He's Marine Man. Yeah, a lot of swimming.
He has magical skills.
Well, and I think I saw in here, it said he has skills, but they're kind of like, like he can dive deeper than anybody and doesn't have to worry about getting bent. They're more subtle superpowers.
You know what? I think we've met Marine
He's
Man.
He's not like Aquaman.
I think Marine Man is actually Neil Watson.
Well, maybe Neil is inspiration for Marine Man. Maybe me. Maybe there's elements of me in
it. No.
Yeah, look.
You're like SpongeBob.
Yeah. Other than the obvious physical similarities, that's probably the only thing that me and Marine Man have in common.
With the little boy? That little boy on the cover? Not Marine Man.
Just quit it. But, it's nice artwork. And Ian, like I said, if I've met you before and you've tried to put this in front of me and I looked at you like you're on crack, well, I'll just add you to the list. But Ian Churchill's MarineMan.com, check it out. See what you think. And I don't know. I'm going to have to track this down, CJ. What do you think?
It looks pretty cool.
And this might turn people on to diving. I mean, comics, it's a big market for sure. But I know he's trying to strum up interest for it. And there was something in the article I read that trying to have a superhero with a that is not land-based is a tough sell.
Well, Superman flies. He's not land-based.
Well, he lives on the land. But wow. But characters that don't live on the land, like I guess Aquaman hadn't been able to
Submariner.
Kick in.
Yeah, no one's ever heard of Aquaman.
Well, no, they've heard of him, but he hadn't been able to do a movie franchise or anything
Prince
like that.
Prince Nemo.
Have you ever seen Entourage? There was an Aquaman movie.
Yeah, but that was fictional.
The Man from Atlantis? Yeah.
I get confused between reality and
fiction. There actually was an Aquaman pilot filmed a couple years ago that they were trying to get on TV, and I've watched it. It's online, and it's not that bad. It's your typical cheesy kind of superhero.
What about, do you remember Patrick Duffy, The Man from Atlantis?
No.
That was a TV show.
Really?
I don't remember that, Greg.
It doesn't sound familiar.
The dude that was on Dallas.
Yeah, I do remember. I know Patrick Duffy.
He was the man from Atlantis.
He was?
It may have been only on like one season.
Yeah.
When I was like 10.
Yeah, there's been a couple tries, but nothing has taken hold like Spider-Man or Superman or, but they were saying that comic book characters that aren't based on land evidently can't seem to get the following that they should.
What if James Cameron shot it?
Well, yeah, in 3D. Of course. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it. The reason I'm pointing this out is that's why he's saying,
right.
Hey,
the time
go
is
to
now.
The website and support Marine Man and see if we can turn him into a real, diving superhero.
Maybe we could get tickets to the premiere.
Maybe we could. Maybe we could be in Marine
Man. We were there in the beginning.
How about, maybe we need to get Ian on the phone here and talk to him and say, hey, why don't you incorporate Scoop Radio into a comic?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a comic.
You could be animated.
I could be,
Well, you're animated now.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Inebriated.
That would be cool.
He could be inebriated.
Marine Man could save Greg the Dive Master. Greg got seasick.
Well, no, I'd be one of those roving reporter guys. We're doing a broadcast from the beach, you know, from a shark dive or something. And it would, you know, when it, we're like the setup scene. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to be in court. Well, or, yeah, or I could save Marine Man. I could save the world. That's what, yes.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, like it.
I save the world.
Who's dreaming?
Well, maybe Mermaid Tony. And we got to work in the puppet.
Yeah, listen. Yep. Oh, the puppet. This is a comic genius. Getting in on the phone there, Patrick. Let's work this. All right, we'll do that. And that'll have to do it for this week. All right? Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, CJ?
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.